Riders Baseball. Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no dirty. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Get here.
Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I'm
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in circle, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday bed. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about around the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking, my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no.
Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got some.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, it feels good to come off a win, and the Frisco Rough Riders go at it with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, game two of a six-game series here tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. It's a 6:35 start tonight. Jack Leiter on the hill as Frisco snapped the seven-game losing streak yesterday with a dramatic eighth-inning home run by Dustin Harris and highlighted by a terrific start from Tekoa Roby, the right-hander, bringing a no-hitter into the seventh inning and ultimately allowed just two runs in six and a third innings, two hits. They were the very last two batters he faced. And a terrific start for the right-hander out of North Carolina. And he will give way to Jack Leiter, who gets the start tonight. Frisco coming in with a 14-19 record. Amarillo is now 15-19 on the season. Danny Olivero is the starter for Amarillo, his seventh start of the season. He has an ERA to his name of 8.87, 15 strikeouts in 23 innings. Really excited to see what Jack Leiter has today in his eighth start. He had an ERA of 6.75 until his last two starts, in which he has not allowed an earned run. He has lowered his ERA significantly. In the meantime, Jack down to a 4.35 earned run average entering tonight's action. Jack Leiter on the hill tonight for Frisco. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineups later on here in the pregame show. In the meantime, we'll be joined in our next segment by one of Jack's battery mates. Not tonight's battery mate. Liam Hicks is one of the catchers for Frisco. Cooper Johnson is the battery tonight alongside Jack Leiter. But talk with Liam Hicks about an hour ago about some of his developments with the Rough Riders. He only joined the team about a week ago and has played well so far. Homered in his first Double-A game. And newest member here at the Double-A levels, Double-A debut over the past week or so. So Liam Hicks, the Toronto native and one of the newest members of the Frisco Rough Riders, coming up next here in the pregame show. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles going at it for game two of a six-game series here in a Wednesday evening from Frisco. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride. Welcome back in the pregame show, game two of a series between Frisco and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, joined by Frisco catcher Liam Hicks. So just joined the team not long ago. I'm sure it's gone by a little bit of a whirlwind for you, Liam, just getting called up from Hickory about a week ago. What's it felt like to just be up here at the Double-A level and to get to the highest, you know, classification you've gotten to so far?
Feels really good. It's a really fun group of guys and group of coaches, so they make it really easy to kind of jump in and join on the fly, but having a really good time, and I'm pretty proud of myself for sure. Definitely getting up here and just trying to remember it's the same game.
Yeah. How did they first inform you? You're getting called up to Double-A. What was that conversation like?
We had just got off the bus to Bowling Green, Kentucky. We actually left on the Monday, which we don't usually do. So as soon as we got to the hotel, they kind of told me right in the lobby in front of everyone, and it was like kind of crazy. Like, I had just packed a week's worth of clothes for the away trip, so probably 10 minutes later got in an Uber, flew, got on a flight, and was here within a few hours.
Wow. What does that mean to you, kind of visualizing what your minor league career would look like and to see progress? What's that like to hopefully have a little time to reflect some? Have you had a chance to kind of realize, okay, we're seeing some movement here for your career?
Yeah, definitely. It's a kind of a big step for sure. Just trying to help out wherever I can, whether that's Hickory here, just kind of knowing my role, being ready in any situation, being there as a bat. But definitely it's cool to move up, play in front of a few more fans, and just trying to keep the success going.
Yeah. Liam Hicks joining us here in the pregame show. Let's talk about a really relevant thing from yesterday's ball game. You didn't start. You came in the first inning and got to catch the majority of Tekoa Roby's no-hitter going into the seventh inning. So to be his battery mate, to see every pitch of his working, to keep seeing strikeout, ground out, this sort of thing, no hits until one out in the seventh inning. What was going through your mind as you get into the fourth inning, the fifth inning, and realize, man, this guy's dealing really well? Take me through your experience yesterday.
Well, first off, my experience catching Tekoa is always really good. I feel like we have a really good connection, and he's just a really easy guy to catch. He's got four-plus pitches that you can call in any count, so you never really are thinking too hard about what to call, because every pitch is a good option. But yeah, definitely a cool experience. I think that might be the longest we've had a no hitter when I've been catching in my career. So that was definitely cool. But really happy for him. Just I know how hard he works, so it's really cool to see his success, because he deserves it. And he's a really good pitcher, so I think it'll continue.
Yeah. You call your own games. You get to decide, along with the pitcher, you know, what pitches you're throwing. I'm curious, not to share too much information about what pitches he's trying to throw too much behind that, but it seemed like there's a fair amount of curveballs mixed in, a lot of heaters, striking guys out, a couple sliders he got punches out. Tell me about just kind of the process on how do you decide. Yeah, I think quickly, pitch clock is obviously a variable in this game, so how did you determine, especially yesterday, which pitches to throw, when to throw them, and trying to figure out on the fly and keep that no-hitter going?
For sure. I'd say with TK, because he's got four really good pitches, you just go off his strengths, and his strengths are his fastball and his curveball. Mm. So you can throw those two pitches in any count, so that makes it really easy calling a game. And then also just going back in the dugout between innings, kind of talking with some other guys. Like, for example, yesterday, Jack actually came up to me between innings, and we're just talking about kind of what he saw from the dugout from their guys. I think the inning before we had gone really off speed heavy, so he kind of reminded me that about TK's, how good his fastball is, and we kind of got back on track, mixing really well.
Well, there's part one of a two-part conversation with Frisco catcher Liam Hicks. We'll hear the second part tomorrow on the pregame show. Here today, we're gearing up for a 6:35 start. The starting lineups on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, trying to build a win streak, the Frisco Rough Riders head into game two of this series with one win under their belt, beginning the six-game series against Amarillo. Welcome back to the pregame show. We are just about 5 minutes away from first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with Sean Roof's squad. The skipper for the Sun Poodles has his lineup as follows. Leading off and playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss, the league leader and batting average at .394. Batting second and playing second is Tim Tawa, hitting in the three hole and catching today. Just reinstated off the injured list, Caleb Roberts. Hitting cleanup and playing the hot corner, A.J. Vukovic on an 11-game hit streak. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Davison De Los Santos. Then it's Adrian Del Castillo with DHs tonight. And hits sixth. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Robbie Enriquez. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Kevin Vicuña. And rounding out the nine, the center fielder, Nick D'Alessandro. Leading off for Carlos Cardoza's squad, the first-year skipper, puts Aaron Zavala at the top of the lineup. Just reinstated off the injury list himself. He gets his 2023 debut. And a returning Rough Rider, he'll play right field tonight. Batting second and playing center field, Evan Carter. Hitting third and playing short, Luis Angel Acuna. Hitting cleanup and the third baseman, Thomas Ajayi. Then it's Dustin Harris with a game-winning home run last night. He'll DH tonight and hit fifth. Hitting sixth is Nick Tanelu, the first baseman. Batting seventh, the second baseman is Jax Biggers. And hitting eighth, the left fielder, Trevor Hover. And hitting ninth, the catcher is Cooper Johnson. Frisco trying to get a second straight win, get their 15th victory of the season. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally Live.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
It's on to second for one. Acuna to first. Got it. Double play.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The the 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Coming off back-to-back brilliant starts, Jack Leiter takes the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders in Game 2 of the six-game series with Amarillo. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field into Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along on this beautiful Wednesday evening. It's the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles renewing their rivalry in the Texas League South Division. Ryan Bliss is in from the right side, and we are set for baseball as Jack Leiter has his sign. Winds back, and away we go. It's a fastball up and in, and we are underway at 6:36 in the p.m. Ryan Bliss, the number 30 prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, against Jack Leiter, who winds back in the 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Leiter, the number 4 prospect in the Rangers organization, and the number 2 pitching prospect, just trailing Owen White, his teammate. 1-2 this year with a 4.35 earned run average. He peers in. He has his sign from Johnson, his catcher, and the 1-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to left field. Trevor Hover ranging back, shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One away in the first inning for Tim Tawa. It's a beautiful day for baseball in Frisco. 81 degrees, sunshine up above, 7-mile-an-hour winds, lazily blissing out to left field. Tim Tawa went 0-for-3 in the opener yesterday, stands in from the right side, playing in his 30th game this year, out of the 35 for Amarillo. First pitch. Makes a curveball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He has a homer off Jack Leiter in his career, and Leiter is very familiar with these Amarillo Sod Poodles. He's making his 7th career start against Amarillo. The 0-1, swinging a foul back this way and just shy of us. 0-2. Leiter in those starts has not fared very well against Amarillo, just 0-2 with a 7.77 earned run average. He's making his 3rd start this year against the Sod Poodles. He looks over the top of his glove. He has his sign. And the right-hander rocks back into his 0-2 pitch. Fastball popped foul right side. It's still no balls and 2 strikes. The great thing working for Jack Leiter, though, is he's coming off 2 of his best starts in his minor league career. At Midland on May 5th, 6 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits while striking out 7 and walking 2. And then against Wichita last week here at home, 5 innings allowing just 1 unearned run with 8 strikeouts. 0-2 pitch to Tawa. Check swing, foul ball right side. It's still no balls, 2 strikes. So over those last 2 starts combined in 11 innings, just 1 unearned run on 5 hits, 15 strikeouts in the 11 frames, and just 4 walks. 0-2 toss. Check swing on a curveball low and outside. Here's the first ball, and it's 1-2 strikes. 1 out, bases clear, just underway, top of the first inning. Yesterday, the Rough Riders took the opener of the series 3-2 over the Sod Poodles. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball at 97 for strike 3. Jack Leiter with his first strikeout of the evening. 2 away in the first, and Caleb Roberts steps to the plate. Roberts just activated off the injured list. He's playing in his 10th game of the year, hitting 270 so far with a homer and 8 runs batted in. Left-handed batter, the catcher this evening. Leiter eyes his target, the pitch. Swinging a line drive to second, up and over Jack's Biggers into right field. And it's a base hit for Caleb Roberts in his return back to the roster. Single into right with 2 outs in the first inning. No score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. And A.J. Vukovic, the number 12 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, makes his way to the plate. Jack Leiter throwing with Cooper Johnson for the first time in his career. He had previously been caught by Scott Capers, the pitch. Curveball settles to the outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. In 6 of his 7 starts this year, 1 caught by David Garcia, who's now on the injured list for the Rough Riders. Capers on the temporary inactive list. As of today, the 0-1 is a ground ball foul left side off the Rough Riders dugout, and it's 0-2. Placed there to make room for Aaron Zavala, who is activated off the injured list today, making his season debut defensively in right field and hitting leadoff for the Rough Riders. Cooper Johnson gives the sign to Leiter. He's ready from the stretch. And the right-hander, the 0-2. Fastball outside, one ball, two strikes. Rest of the defense behind Leiter today is Trevor Hover in left, Evan Carter in center, and Zavala plays in right. Thomas Ojasi has third, Luis Angel Acuna at short. Jax Biggers is the second baseman. Nick Tanelu holds on. Caleb Roberts at first base. And Johnson sets up high the pitch. Fastball whacked foul back behind home to the screen. And it's one ball and two strikes still on Vukovic. The third baseman for the Sod Poodles is riding an 11-game hitting streak, batting .348 into this one. Picked up just one of two hits yesterday for the Sod Poodles in that 3-2 win for the Rough Riders. 1-2. Misses away with the heater, and it's two balls and two strikes. Beg your pardon, that was the slider. Tekoa Roby was fantastic. Allowed just two runs over his 6 1/3 innings, taking a no-hitter into the seventh. 8 strikeouts. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball for strike 3. Jack Leiter with a couple strikeouts in the first inning. And it's no runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for Jack Leiter in the top of the first. Amarillo nothing. Rough Riders coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
A welcome back to Aaron Zavala, starting things off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Frisco and Amarillo. Zavala activated off the injured list earlier today. He winds back, or Denny Olivero winds back and deals home to him. It's high, one ball and no strikes. Zavala, a former second-round selection out of the University of Oregon. Here's the wind back of the pick. Or pitch home. It's at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Zavala, the number 8 prospect in the organization by MLB.com. 1-1. Slips a hair outside. Two balls, one strike. And he is known for his very good eye at the plate. Went to the Arizona Fall League last year after finishing the season with the Rough Riders. 2-1. Swing and a miss and a good slider down low and inside. And it's 2-2. And then just 5 games into the Arizona Fall League, he suffered a UCL strain. The 2-2. He swings, grounds it foul right side of the pole side for the left-handed batter, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes, and he had to undergo right elbow surgery. It was internal brace surgery on that throwing elbow. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. but he's good to go. The original timetable was to return in June, and here he is on May 17th. Back already. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a soft roller up the middle to the second baseman, Tawa, who charges Fields and throws out his fellow Oregonian. There's one away, and Evan Carter steps to the plate, who hasn't hit in the two-hole this year. And now he steps in from the left side. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Carter an 0-for-4 day yesterday at the plate, hitting .268 now on the season. And the first pitch. Olivero fits it on the upper edge for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Denny Olivero very familiar with the Frisco Rough Riders. The pitch. Inside, it's 1-1. Jack Leiter on one side making his 7th start against Amarillo. Olivero on the other side making his 5th start against the Rough Riders. The 1-1. A swing and a high fly ball deep down the right field line. Enriquez to the warning track, and he makes the catch. Oh, Carter just hit it off the end of the bat. It looked like it had the trajectory initially off the stick, but just towards the end of the barrel. 2 outs. Carter still has yet to leave the ballpark here at home. 4 home runs, all coming on the road. Last year he hit one also on the road with Frisco. First pitch to Acuna. He takes just high with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Kellen Martin is our home plate umpire today. Mickey Smith down the first baseline. Steven Rios Jr. down the third baseline. The 1-0. Swinging a grounder back to the hill. Olivero to his left. He spears it and fires onto first in time to get Acuna for the final out of the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. Our score, no score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Jack Leiter on the hill after a couple strikeouts in the first. He returns back to the mound. Davison De Los Santos starts it off for the Sod Poodles. Just a measly hit for Amarillo in the first. Base hit from Caleb Roberts, the only damage against Leiter. The Summit, New Jersey native looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch home. High and inside, backed him off the plate with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball all the way back to the backstop. And De Los Santos peeled away from it. 1-0. Clearly no intent behind that. These two teams have played each other a lot. This is their 11th game already head-to-head. The teams are 5-5, but no intent. Leiter just trying to get ahead in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball chopped off the plate, back up over the hill. Acuna charges, picks it short with a bare hand, fires to first, and he got him. Oh, what a play. Acuna with the bare hand, the only play he could make. Was able to grab it and throw him out at first. Wow. An incredible play by the defender of the month in the organization in April. Luis Angel Acuna, spectacular. And Adrian Del Castillo steps in. First pitch, curveball, just a bit high. One ball, no strikes. Well, Luis Angel Acuna has just been so good with the glove, and that time he didn't even need the glove. But he has been amazing at shortstop for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back. And the count goes to 1-1 on Del Castillo. Talking with the Rough Riders manager, Carlos Cardoza, says he has been so impressed with the quick maturation of Acuna. It's still just 21 years old, especially defensively. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and one strike. And a guy who has an incredibly high ceiling with what he can do. He is showing off every single day why he's a top prospect. The 2-1. Just low. Three balls and one strike. A one out, no score. Top of the second inning. Leiter back into his wind of the 3-1. Fastball ripped foul right side. Crushed at 109 miles an hour off the bat from Del Castillo. He has a homer against Leiter in his career. It's three balls, two strikes on the designated hitter. Leiter nods yes to the sign, winds back and offers in. Check swing. He went around for strike three on a slider down low and inside. Jack Leiter with his third strikeout. Two away in the second. Bobby Enriquez stands in. With just a devastating back foot slider to the left-hander. And he couldn't hold back. Robbie Enriquez climbs to the plate. Another lefty. And Leiter offers in. Fastball, just high off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. It's one thing Leiter has really changed well from his game last year to this year. Last season, he allowed 11 home runs, 8 of them to left-handed batters. The 1-0 pitch, just high. Two balls, no strikes. And in general, lefties had more success against him. Well, it's been the opposite this year. Lefties are just hitting 196 against him. Righties hitting 261. 2-0. Top of the zone for a called strike. 2-1 on Enriquez. Leiter has had the fifth highest swinging strike rate in the Texas League. Opponents are swinging and missing 16% of the time. 2-1. Top of the zone again for a strike with a fastball on 96, and it's 2-2. So the most pitches out of any pitcher in the Texas League, just under 600 entering into the start. Second in the league in strikeouts. 44 strikeouts and 31 innings entering into this one. He has his sign from Johnson. Two ball, two strike count. He brings it home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball right down the pipe. He challenged Robbie Enriquez, and he got him to swing through it. Four strikeouts through two innings and a dazzling defensive play behind him. Jack Leiter goes into the bottom of the second. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, first pitch to Thomas Ajayi is just low, one ball, no strikes. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Denny Olivero, a 1-2-3 first, and he goes back to work. The 1-0 pitch, low off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes to Ajayi, who went 0-for-4 yesterday, but he's hit safely in 14 out of his last 17 games. The pitch on the outside edge for a strike. 2-1 with the fastball. We're talking about Olivero, who's making his fifth career start against the Rough Riders. 6.75 ERA head-to-head. 2-1. So JC watches low and outside. Three balls and one strike. These are two teams that have seen a lot of each other over the last three seasons. Really the last four if you count 2019. 3-1. Swinging a high pop-up foul right side. It's 3-2, but they'll see even more of each other this year. The way the schedule is built out, each team will play each other a little bit more if you start off the season against that team. So the Rough Riders will take two more trips to Hodgetown. One back in the payoff home. High off the outside corner, ball four. Thomas Ajayi works a walk here in the second, and Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate.
Just his second walk this month in May. 12 games played and his 56th plate appearance of the month. He's a free swinger, but a rare Thomas Ajayi base on balls.
Well, he elevates his game a little bit more. I mean, his ability to hit is undoubted. Really what he said is he wants to be a little more patient this year. He's done that. First pitch to Harris. He swings and misses on a half-hearted swing. Pitch down low and inside. It's 0-1. So JC's two home runs have come in the last week. Hitting 286 entering today. 0-1. Harris swings, chops it foul right side. And it's 0-2. Dustin Harris went 3-for-4 yesterday with the dramatic home run into right center field in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was to give the Rough Riders a 3-2 lead, and that score would hold. Nick Starr locking it down with his first save of the year. 0-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. Still 0-2. That home run was the Rough Riders' first go-ahead hit in the eighth inning or later all season. First time they'd won a game that was decided by one run or two runs all year. It was also the first win for the Rough Riders in their final at-bat. First win for the Rough Riders when tied after the sixth inning all season. Really important win, snapping the seven-game losing streak. Throw goes over to first base, and Sujacy's back on his belly. No score, bottom of the second inning. Dustin Harris was a really big reason why the Rough Riders got that win last night. 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line towards the corner, and Enriquez tracks it down and makes the backhanded catch. Dustin Harris hitting hard at 103 miles an hour off the bat, but right at Enriquez going towards the line, he was able to make the grab. One away, and here's Nick Tanelu. Tanelu homered yesterday, part of a 2-for-3 affair. Runner at first, one out, no score. Olivero from the stretch, he delivers, so JC takes off, swinging a ground ball, foul left side, and it's 0-1. Tanelu hitting .283 through 18 games with three homers and 11 RBIs. He's been a huge part of this team, not only on the offensive side, but on the defensive side, being a mainstay at first base for a team that doesn't have a natural first baseman, and he's part of that. Majority of his career has been spent at either third base or second base. Playing a lot of first the last couple of years here in the Rangers org. So JC leads again. And the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to third. Backhanded stop. Vukovic throws on to second for one and on to first for the double play. Well, 5-4-3 double play for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And that gets them out of this second inning unscathed. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders get their first base runner, but not their first run. No score to the top of the third. Josh Warden on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, two scoreless innings so far for Jack Leiter and the Frisco Rough Riders. It is a scoreless ball game on to the third inning from Frisco, Texas. So glad that you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Game two of a six-game series between the Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. Jack Leiter into the wind. The first pitch to Kevin Vicuña is a strike. Leiter has struck out two in each inning, allowed just one single as the only base runner so far in this Wednesday evening affair. The wind for the 0-1 from Leiter, a curveball that drops in for strike two. Got a strikeout, three of them on fastballs, one of them on a back foot slider. And has two strikes on Vicuña. Here's the offering. Fastball swung on and missed, struck him out on three pitches. On a fastball center cut, but still unhittable. Third strikeout in a row for Jack Leiter and his fifth of the evening. For a guy who went 11 innings his last two starts combined, no, not each, and no earned runs, five hits, 15 strikeouts. Here's the first pitch to Nick D'Alessandro. Curveball that's lifted to left field, fairly deep, but Trevor Hover gets under it in the gap and makes the catch. First pitch put out, and that's a good compliment to all the strikeouts, which, as good as they are, still can raise the pitch count a little bit. And that one on the first offering gets D'Alessandro out, and now Jack Leiter has gone through the Amarillo lineup one time, allowing just one hit and no runs. Top of the third continues with Ryan Bliss to the plate. Two down, nobody on base. First pitch to Bliss, a fastball fouled away. Behind home plate clipped off Cooper Johnson, the catcher, and he'll need a moment to collect himself. Just one single, which is something Amarillo didn't do yesterday. They only got two hits all game long, a triple and a home run, back-to-back off of Takoa Roby. As Ichi Takazawa comes out to take a look at Cooper Johnson, who walks over to him. But just one single in all of today's game and none yesterday. A terrific day by TK Roby.
That's the last thing the Rough Riders need is any kind of catcher injury, as Scott Capers was placed on the temporary inactive list before today's game. And he caught a foul ball off the top of his right hand, and that one just hit right off the mask of Cooper Johnson on the foul tip by Ryan Bliss, and it looks like Ichi Takazawa is applying some pressure to his chin. Hopefully he's all right.
And squarely off the center of the mask, and now he's holding that towel to the bottom of Cooper Johnson's chin.
Here comes Alex Rodriguez as well, the training coordinator for the Rangers.
Scott Cabers having to leave yesterday's game. Liam Hicks came in and caught basically the entire game. I mean, all 27 outs. He was there, very first batter, when Scott Capers had to exit. Good thing for the Rough Riders, they have three catchers on the roster. Previously, they had only carried two, David Garcia and Scott Capers, neither of whom are active now. And so it's Cooper Johnson and Liam Hicks, the healthy catchers, and maybe it's not so much Cooper Johnson anymore either, although I hope he's okay. And maybe just a little bit of a cut on the chin, best case scenario.
Well, the tough thing is he has to put the mask right back on right after that.
Right where it was. Well, like I was saying, just one single allowed when Liam Hicks became the battery mate for Tekoa Roby. 6 1/3 shutout, hitless innings for the young right-hander T.K. Roby. And no singles. Today, Amarillo has one. And a rare sequence with, you know, the singles. I was reading an article by Jason Stark of The Athletic earlier this morning about how the rule changes in Major League Baseball affected the game now that we have a bit of a sample size as Cooper Johnson starts to walk back to the dugout. And with the defensive shifts, the pitch clock, the larger bases, one of the biggest changes, kind of the ones you'd expect, is no more shifts. Left-hand hitters are increasing their batting average, and one of the biggest changes is, hey, there's a lot more singles. The old art of the little base hit up the middle or through the right side. And if you really don't like singles, well, yesterday was a game for you with none of them for Amarillo. It's Cooper Johnson still checked out at the top of the dugout for Frisco's. Ichi Takazawa, the trainer, continues to apply pressure to his chin.
And they just pointed down the bullpen for Liam Hicks, who came into the game yesterday after just two batters, or in the middle of the second batter, and now he's coming in again out of the bullpen, and he might have to take over from Cooper Johnson if they can't stop the bleeding.
There's one out in the first inning yesterday, and then Liam Hicks went the rest of the way. Had to kind of chat with T.K. Roby after the first inning, as usually they go through all the game plan meetings with the pitcher and catcher about how they want to attack hitters and just game planning. Well, Liam Hicks was not part of that meeting yesterday. He wasn't supposed to be the starting catcher, but he caught basically the entire game, and that may happen again today. Third inning. He's going to probably come in and become the battery mate of Jack Leiter. And those two, you may have heard in the pregame conversation, those two had a conversation yesterday. Liam Hicks was catching T.K. Roby, and everything was going well. And Jack Leiter came up to Liam Hicks in the dugout partway through yesterday's game and was giving Liam Hicks some advice. Hey, T.K.'s throwing well here. Maybe throw some more fastballs. He was just giving Liam Hicks advice, which I'd love to see that from Jack Leiter. He's caring about one of his fellow pitchers and trying to improve another guy on the roster, give some advice and keep the streak going. And T.K. Roby went on to have a no-hitter into the seventh inning. As Cooper Johnson does take off the catcher's gear and will walk up the left field line back to the clubhouse. Liam Hicks warming up with Thomas Ajayi and Jack Leiter getting his arm warm. Jack Leiter was throwing with Jax Biggers, the second baseman, to keep his own arm loose, and now Jack Leiter will make some throws off the mound to Liam Hicks. So Liam Hicks comes in for Cooper Johnson to become the new catcher, and he'll hit in the nine hole. So 2 days in a row, Frisco's catcher does not get an at-bat. The starting catcher gets hurt before his spot in the lineup even comes up. And both times Liam Hicks comes in, and now he's the only healthy catcher on the roster now. I'm sure they have an emergency backup. I hope we don't have to find out who that is. But right now, it's Liam Hicks is the only healthy guy as the backstop for the Rough Riders.
Who's your money on as the emergency backup?
I feel very confident that, I don't know, I was going to pick as I went along in that sentence and find a name.
So not very confident.
No, I'm not confident. Maybe Nick Tanaloo? I don't know.
I was going to say Jax Biggers.
I like that. Here's the first pitch to Ryan Bliss after with Liam Hicks behind the plate. A swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So a long break between the 0-1 and the 0-2 now offering. Two strikes on Ryan Bliss, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Jax Biggers has played every defensive position on the field except for catcher and pitcher, if you count that, for Frisco. So might as well add it, right? Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ryan Bliss. Fastball low and away.
He's a good athlete. He could play back there, I bet.
He could. You picked well. I think you win. But I hope we don't have to see him.
Me too.
Behind the dish. 2 balls, 2 strikes from Jack Leiter. Trying to finish out the third inning. He's got 2 outs. Goes into the wind. Leiter deals. Swing and a foul ball right back to the netting. One more strikeout this inning. Jack Leiter struck out 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd. 1 here in the 3rd, and he's got 2 strikes on Ryan Bliss, who had a rare hitless day yesterday. Still leads the league in batting average, but went 0-for-4 last night or yesterday. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball got him to swing and miss. The slider waved it by him, and Jack Leiter has struck out 2 in each of the first 3 innings. He goes 1-2-3 here in the 3rd frame and has gone 3 scoreless so far. 16 straight innings without an earned run for Jack Leiter. To the bottom of the 3rd on a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the 3rd on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom trimester of the order for the Rough Riders, the 7-8-9 hitters, Jax Biggers, Trevor Hover, and then it will be Liam Hicks to bat. In a scoreless ball game, home half of the 3rd inning, Jax Biggers to face Denny Olivero, the right-handed starter getting his 7th nod as the starter for the Sod Poodles. First pitch is down and in, and a ball to Jax Biggers. Olivero, who's pitched effectively so far, no hits through the first 2 innings. The 1-0 offering is inside ball 2. He's faced the minimum thus far with a walk and a double play last inning. Got hit around so far this season, 38 hits in 23 innings. The 2-0 is swung on, grounded towards the left side, fielded by Vukovic. He throws softly to first and beats out Jax Biggers on the 5-3 putout, 1 away in the 3rd. Trevor Hover is next with his .222 batting average. 1 out, nobody on. And a scoreless contest, home half of the 3rd inning. Olivero, the 25-year-old out of the Dominican, trying to lower that ERA of 8.87 coming into tonight's action. He goes into the wind for the first pitch to Hover, and it's inside. Has him jump back just a little bit. Gorgeous Wednesday evening here. Game 2 of the series after a victory yesterday for Frisco. The 1-0. Is on the outside edge to even the count. These two teams are angling towards a playoff spot last year down the home stretch. Here's the 1-1. It's outside. 2 balls and a strike to Trevor Hover. The team that wins each half in each division gets a playoff spot. Frisco and Amarillo back-to-back. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball at the belt for strike 2. Frisco won the 2nd half to make it into the playoffs. Amarillo had the next best record in the 2nd half in the South Division. The 2-2 is swung on and displayed foul down the left field side. Keeps the count at 2-2. So Amarillo shut out of the playoffs because of Frisco. And the Rough Riders went on to win the Texas League Championship. There's 2 balls, 2 strikes to Trevor Hover. The pitch is swung on and hit, towering fly ball to right field. Enriquez coming in. It's actually Tim Tawa, the second baseman, who makes the catch with his chest facing the right field stands and puts away Trevor Hover. Two down for Liam Hicks. Did not start this game at catcher, but came in defensively last inning to replace Cooper Johnson, who took a foul ball off his mask. And so Liam Hicks will come in, just like he did yesterday. Hicks went on to walk, fly out twice, and strike out once. First pitch is inside, checked his swing. Hicks, who came into yesterday's action with five walks to his name and added a sixth in that action. Here's the 1-0 to Liam. He takes it above the belt, and 2-0 to the Toronto native. Two hits so far for Liam Hicks in his double-A debut. 2-0 pitch is inside. Made his official debut last week, and now starting to get more playing time. Not that he expected to today, but he'll take the at-bats when he can get them, enjoying being here with Frisco and loves the Rough Riders. The 3-0 pitch to Liam is at the bottom of the zone, strike one. Top of the order coming up. If Liam Hicks can get aboard and extend this third inning, it's a scoreless game so far. Second week of a two-week homestand here in Frisco. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to Hicks. It's inside. He works yet another walk. Both games, yesterday and today, he comes in off the bench, replacing an injured catcher, and both times he draws a walk in his first plate appearance. This time it's a two-out, base on balls. Aaron Zavala comes up, representing the top of the order. He grounded out in his first at-bat of his 2023 campaign. Just activated for the Rough Riders. Starting in right field. First pitch is inside. Almost hit him on the feet. It gets to the backstop. Liam Hicks motors up to second base on a wild pitch. So just like that, a two-out walk, and now a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders, looking to break the scoreless tie. Yesterday, a tie score down the stretch in that ballgame. Dustin Harris provided the eighth-inning home run. That was the deciding run. The 1-0 to Zavala, swung on, ground ball through the left side. Liam Hicks to third base. He gets the windmill around. The throw in from Vicuña is in time, and Hicks is tagged out standing at home plate. And that ends the inning. Carlos Cardoza decided to take a chance and trade the lead with two outs in the third inning. But a good throw from Kevin Vicuña in shallow left field pegs out Liam Hicks at the plate. And we're still scoreless through three innings. We head on to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles with no runs on one hit and no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders also with no runs on one hit and no errors. Jack Leiter back to the hill. He'll face Tim Tawa to begin the fourth inning. Frisco tries to take the second of a six-game series, winning yesterday 3-2 in a great pitching performance by T.K. Roby. Jack Leiter's picked up where Roby left off. First pitch of the fourth inning is On the outside corner, Tawa showed bunt, pulled back, and takes a strike. Jack Leiter, three scoreless innings so far today, and 16 innings in a row without an earned run. The 0-1 is swung on, foul tip into the glove of Liam Hicks. Quickly two strikes on Tim Tawa, who struck out back in the first inning. No balls and two strikes from Jack Leiter, who has struck out a pair in each inning so far. Six strikeouts through three. And he has two strikeouts on the second baseman, Tawa. Longer hold from Jack Leiter, rocking back and forth. Now he goes into his wind. And the pitch is swung on, hit foul down the right side into the seats. Speaking of pitchers, it was fun to see a former Rough Rider make his MLB debut a couple days ago. Cody Bradford, who was pitching at AAA, called up to the big leagues, made his MLB debut against the Braves. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Leiter. A curveball swung on and missed. Low and away, Tim Tawa goes fishing, comes up empty. And it's the seventh strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. Excellent work from Jack. Four pitches, four strikes at Tim Tawa. And he has allowed just one single today as the only base runner. And that was back in the first inning. That was by Caleb Roberts, who's now at the plate. The first pitch to Roberts is taken down the middle for a strike. So eight in a row sent down by Jack Leiter, with six of them struck out. Here's the 0-1 offering to Roberts. It swung on and missed, and he gets ahead 0-2 yet again. Seven strikeouts already for Jack Leiter. One more would match his career high. That was set earlier this month, just his last start, most recently. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Caleb Roberts. It is high and outside for a ball. Cody Bradford making it up to his MLB debut and did get optioned back down to AAA, but just to get there is impressive and probably will get back there. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Roberts. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around? Yes. Eighth strikeout of the day already for Jack Leiter. Ties his career high, and he punches out three in a row and gets Caleb Roberts to swing. Excellent work by Jack Leiter. Another curveball that a little faster than most. That one hit 80 miles an hour, usually mid-70s on the curve. Here's the first pitch to A.J. Vukovic inside on the curve. So he has struck out eight now in this ballgame and retired nine in a row. One ball, no strikes from Jack Leiter. He winds and comes home. Fastball looked like Vukovic was taking all the way. It was 98 miles an hour, inner half. All of a sudden, we've become spoiled by starting pitchers for Frisco. Six and a third innings yesterday for Roby. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back just over the netting. Caroms off the third deck. Six and a third hitless innings yesterday for TK Roby before he allowed a triple and a home run, but still a great start. And now Jack Leiter doing really well so far. The 1-2, breaking ball high and in, and Vukovic bends backwards. Two balls, two strikes. Vukovic yesterday helped break that streak. He was the one who had the first hit of the game in the seventh inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Vukovic. A breaking ball just below the knees. A curveball that Vukovic thought about swinging. I'm surprised he didn't. It was a good pitcher's pitch that broke just below the plate and below the strike zone. Payoff pitch now with two down. Fastball swung on and missed. He strikes out the side in order. Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings? And they're scoreless innings. Jack Leiter is dealing. Scoreless ball game, middle of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Ready.
Evan Carter steps in to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. No score. Here comes Danny Olivero. First pitch bunted, popped up, out of play. Carter sends one into the seats off the barrel. And he has no one count on him to begin the fourth inning. Scoreless game. Jack Leiter has been dealing today. Now it's time for the offense to pick things up here. Evan Carter, who flew out to right field in his first at-bat to the wall, steps in for his second at-bat. The 0-1 pitch to Evan is swung on and blooped into shallow left field. Vicuña coming in. He's able to get there in time and puts away Evan Carter. Luis Angel Acuña is next on an 8-game hit streak. Had an infield single yesterday to extend that streak. You know, he's looking for a one-out base hit against Denny Olivero. No score, bottom of the fourth inning. Olivero into the wind. First pitch is swung on, fouled directly back. At 10,000 in the ballpark yesterday on Education Day, a Tuesday morning game at 11:05. Frisco got the monkey off their back, snapping a 7-game losing streak. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Acuña. He swings, a ground ball up the middle. It's fielded on the other side of second base by Tim Tawa. He tries to make a jump throw and can't get it out cleanly. It's a base hit for Luis Angel Acuña. His ninth straight game with a hit. Brings up Thomas Sajacy with one on and one out. In front of the home crowd in Frisco, the Rough Riders winning yesterday at home. They are trying to get that home record in better shape. Just 5-10 at their home ballpark. But I have a feeling those wins are going to start coming with a good record last year here at Riders Field. So JC climbs back in after time was called before the first pitch. Acuña at first, one out, bottom of the fourth inning. Olivero set for the stretch. Acuña goes, first pitch in the zone. Acuña dives in safely and steals second. It's his 16th stolen base this year on 16 attempts. I don't do great math, but 100% is pretty good. 16 for 16. Just behind the league lead in stolen bases this year. One ball, no strikes. The 0-1 to Sajacy is down and away. That evens the count, 1-1. Now runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders, trying to be the first team to score this evening. Bottom of the fourth inning. Sajacy at the plate, who led the team in RBIs last week with 9 of them in a single series. Here's the 1-1 to Thomas. He swings and clips it foul off the catcher, Roberts. And it's strike two. That was only a 5-game series. Frisco is rained out on Sunday, and Thomas Sajacy, 9 RBIs in 5 games. Homered twice against Wichita last week here at Riders Field. And a couple of doubles at 10 hits in 5 games. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Sajacy swings and stays alive with a foul ball down the right field side. Luis Angel Acuña at second base after his single and a steal. There is one out in the inning, no score. This is the second time Frisco's gotten a runner in scoring position. Had a runner tagged out at the plate to conclude last inning. That was Liam Hicks trying to score from second on a base hit. Now Acuña is at second base, this time with one out. The 1-2 pitch to Thomas Sajacy. Is swung on and chopped foul at the first base side. It hit off of Caleb Roberts, the catcher, who's taken a beating this at-bat. The first foul ball wasn't too bad. He just threw the ball right back and stayed in. This time he takes a moment down on his knee, gets up, and wiggles the right leg out. Frisco already had a tone catcher exit the game. Cooper Johnson was injured and had to leave. Caleb Roberts will stay in. Goes back into his crouch. One ball, two strikes from Denny Olivero. Now time is called. Requested by the catcher, Caleb Roberts. Outfield playing basically straight up, a little bit squeezed off the lines for both corner outfielders. Infield shifted a bit to the left. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Thomas Ajacio with one out. Acuna dancing around at second. Here's the pitch. It is on the outside corner taken. So JC hops up and down a little bit and walks back to the dugout with strike three. 93 miles an hour on the fastball outer corner. And Dustin Harris is up next. Runner at second, two down for Dustin, who homered yesterday in a three-hit day. A game-winning home run in the eighth inning. Here's the first pitch with two outs. Harris takes on the outer half for a strike. Acuna a big secondary lead. And Caleb Roberts thought about throwing down to second, but just bluffs his way. 0-1 the count to Dustin Harris. Has a couple three-hit games recently, including yesterday. The 0-1 is down in the dirt, ball one. In fact, for Dustin Harris, his last five games, three times he's been hitless, and then twice he has three hits. No one-hit games, no two-hit games. It's just boom or bust. Earlier today, he flew out 103 miles an hour off the bat, but a fly out to the right fielder. A throwback to second. Acuna returns in time. Two outs. Luis Angel Acuna, the go-ahead run represented at second base. The outfield shifted to the right. The left fielder, Kevin Vicuña, playing a mile from the left field line. Here's the 1-1. Harris swings and high fly to right center field. D'Alessandro drifting back. He makes the catch in front of the warning track and puts away Dustin Harris. Frisco strands a runner in scoring position. Luis Angel Acuna with a single and a steal, but that's all Frisco gets in the fourth. We head to the fifth inning. Zach Bigley back in the call when we return in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Back inside Riders Field, Jack Leiter dealing with nine strikeouts through four innings. No score between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. And here on this beautiful Lives night, we are joined by two very special guests. It's Caroline and Aubrey. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Jack Leiter will go to work against Davison de los Santos. Here in the fifth inning, the windback in the first pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, one ball and no strike. So I understand you guys got to experience the baseball camp earlier today. How was that?
Yeah.
It's good.
What was your guys' favorite part?
Baseball game.
Baseball and made the players.
Pitch is cut on the mist and it's one and one.
And
did you get a baseball?
Yeah.
All right.
Throw the ball.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Acuna fields it short, flicks its sidearm onto first for the out, and there's one away in the fifth inning. Adrian Del Castillo steps in. No score in the top of the fifth. For those who don't know, the Beautiful Lives Project is a wonderful organization that helps those with disabilities get an opportunity to experience activities. And we're joined by Caroline and Aubrey. I understand you two are sisters. Is that right?
Yeah.
And big baseball fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the windback. And Leiter's first pitch is drilled down the right field line. A long run in for Aaron Zavala, and he's there to make the catch, and they're quickly two outs. Now, you see the Allen baseball hat. You go to a lot of Allen baseball games?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite thing about going to Allen baseball games?
Get a home run and sign autographs.
Yeah.
That's great. What did you guys learn at the baseball camp earlier today?
Pitch.
You learned how to pitch? The first pitch is high and inside to Robbie Enriquez, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Yeah.
Did you guys learn what a double play, the double play up the middle?
Yeah.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. It was really cool to watch. It was manager Carlos Cardoza, pitcher Nick Krauth, and John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, that were helping all the kids experience some time here at Riders Field. The pitch is fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. And this is obviously such a beautiful building. What do you guys think of being able to play on the field?
Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. What else have you guys been able to do today?
Just have fun.
A 1-2 cut on and missed in the dirt. Jack Leiter with his 10th strikeout. That was pretty fun, huh? We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Special thanks to Caroline and Aubrey for joining me. Thanks so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
All right, we're scoreless as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles here on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Tanelu begins the Rough Riders fifth inning. No score. First pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strike. Special thanks to Caroline and Aubrey for joining us in the top half of this fifth inning on Beautiful Lives Night. The 1-0 offering. Off the plate away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Really, really fun night. The Beautiful Lives Project, again, is an organization that gives people with disabilities the opportunity to participate. The pitch. There's a high fly ball out to deep left field. Vicuña just watches. That one's long gone. Nick Tanelu with his fourth home run of the season. He homers in back-to-back games. And for the second night in a row, he gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. On a 2-0 pitch, 404 feet out to left, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Must have been the good batting practice before the game today. First pitch to Jax Biggers. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Biggers a ground out to third, his first time up. 1-0 Frisco. The pitch. High and inside, two balls, no strikes. The offering is low. Three and 0 on Biggers. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-1. Jax waits in the pitch. Catches the outside corner. It's 3-2. Biggers has two homers in his career off Olivero, including in Amarillo earlier this year. Part of a three-home run streak. Olivero has his sign. Right-hander peels back the payoff home. High, ball four. Homer and a walk begin the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. Nick Tanelu with a solo home run. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. And time call. And the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani, makes his way out of the dugout as this thing has escalated a little quickly on Olivero. Jack Leiter with 10 strikeouts through five innings for the Rough Riders. Now Frisco gives him the lead. For whatever reason, Jack Leiter just didn't get any run support last year. Got the lowest run support out of anybody. The Rough Riders pitching staff. This year he is getting run support, an average of 6 runs a game. But not so much today. He has a 1-0 lead now. Oh, for one day for Trevor Hover in from the left side. Olivero from the stretch, he fires. There's a line drive in a left center field with eyes for the alley. It's down for a base hit. Biggers around second on his way to third. Hover stops at first base. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders and nobody out, leading 1-0. Liam Hicks to the plate. Hicks walked and was thrown out of the plate back in the third. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hicks has now reached safely in all of his games of the Rough Riders. Walking in every single game at least once. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he delivers in. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. And once ahead, once again, he's ahead in the count at 2-0. He walked back in the third. Hover leads from first. Biggers from third. 1-0 Frisco in the fifth. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 2-1. Joined Josh's conversation earlier today with Liam Hicks, the Canadian coming up to the Rough Riders after a ton of offensive success, hitting .315 with High A Hickory in the first 15 games. Throw goes over to first base, and Hover's back in, the step and a dive. Really just a genuinely nice guy.
Very Canadian. I mean, I don't mean to stereotype Canadians, but it's a positive stereotype.
2-1. Swinging a soft roller right side past the mound. Tawa fields from second. Underhand flip to first is in time to get Hicks. Biggers comes in to score from third, and the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. Hover up to second base. There's one out in the inning. productive out for Liam Hicks. He drives in a run. And Aaron Zavala steps into the top of the Riders' car. First pitch. Watch the breaking ball inside edge, 0-1. Aaron Zavala, a single back in the third for his first hit of the season. A very big welcome back to him as he makes his 2023 debut today. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive to right field, in for a base hit. Hover up to 30, gets the stop sign. Enriquez hits the cutoff man from right field. And they're runners on the corners again, this time with one out for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala is 2-for-3. Zavala, a season ago, came up about halfway through the year and joined Frisco and immediately had a monster month. He slowed things down a little bit in the last month and a half of the season in AA, but really a strong showing for Zavala as just a 21-year-old. Pitch to Carter on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala with the Rough Riders last year hit .277 with a .410 on-base percentage. And walking's what he's known to do. He draws a throw here and he dives back in. 14 stolen bases last year in his 111 games. He walked 89 times in those 111 contests. Also clubbed 16 homers. He grabs his lead. The 0-1. Carter swings, lines it down the right field line. Fair ball into the corner. Hover in to score. Zavala's flying to third. He comes in to score. Carter to third base with a two-run triple. 4-0 Frisco. Evan Carter got in front of a slider in the middle of the plate and lined it down the right field line. His first hit of the series, he drives in two with a three-bagger, and that ends the day for Denny Olivero. Sean Roof exits the dugout. He makes the motion down the right field line. And it's a pitching change for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in this fifth inning. Blake Workman comes out of the bullpen. 4-0 Rough Riders. Home half of the fifth with one out and a runner at third on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What an inning for the Rough Riders. A solo home run for Nick Tanelew. And Blake Workman takes over. First pitch to Acuna's cut on and missed. It's 0-1, followed by an RBI ground out from Liam Hicks. And then a two-run triple by Evan Carter, who's now at third base. Infield in for the Sod Poodles. And the 0-1. Acuna swings and misses on a breaking ball off the outside corner. And it's now 0-2. Acuna extending his hitting streak to 9 games back in the fourth inning. Rough Riders lead 4-0. Home half of the fifth. Blake Workman taking over for Denny Olivero, who's still responsible for Evan Carter at third. Workman brings in the 0-2. Down the middle, strike three call. Acuna strikes out on a fastball. He strikes out on three pitches. Two away on the first strikeout for Blake Workman, and Thomas Sajacy becomes the eighth man up to the plate in the inning. Blake Workman 1-0 with a 4.74 earned run average over 10 games. 25 strikeouts in 19 innings, all with Amarillo. Right-hander ready from the stretch, he fires. And time called right before. Pole side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. First pitch, whacked foul right side, 0-1. So JC 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout looking. So JC has been such a force on the offensive side over the last couple months. Over his last 25 games, hitting 308, Workman delivers outside and it's one ball and one strike. 4-0 Rough Riders trying to add on in this fifth inning. Workman from the stretch, 1-1. Low off the outside corner, 2-1. Rough Riders trying to win back-to-back games after losing 7 in a row. They would take the series lead over Amarillo with a win today as well. The 2-1, fouled straight back, and it's 2-2, that being the season series lead. 11th meeting head-to-head between these two teams this season. They're 5-5. 2-2 here in Frisco, 3-3 in Amarillo. It's very aesthetically pleasing. Here's the stretch. The 2-2. Whacks it foul right side up onto the concourse. Still two balls, two strikes. So JC has gone intermittently with the one batting glove because of some blisters on his hands. He normally goes no batting gloves. He has the thumb guard on his right hand here in this at-bat. And he calls time. Southern California kid out of Carlsbad. Back in from the right side. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive, right field, hanging up. Enriquez coming in, and he has to play it on a hop. A base hit for Sajacy. And Carter comes in to score. 5-0 Rough Riders. Enriquez charging in. He could not quite get there, and Sajacy just fits it into right for an RBI single. Ninth man up in the inning. It's Dustin Harris. 5 runs in for the Rough Riders. Workman offers. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. 0-2 day for Dustin Harris. The Rough Riders nearly batting around in this fifth inning. And they're a double shy of the inning cycle. The pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. A fair ball. So JC up to second. Steaming towards third. He's getting the wave home. Enriquez throw to the plate is offline. Thomas Sajacy scores on the RBI double from Dustin Harris. And the Rough Riders lead 6-0. There's the inning cycle on the double down the right field side. And the 10th man up to the plate in the frame, it's Nick Tanelu who began it with a homer. The Rough Riders putting up the offense in this inning. Workman ready from the stretch, and he offers. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. First time the Rough Riders have scored 6 or more runs in an inning since April 28th in the first inning against Amarillo on the road when they put up 8 in that inning. Workman the 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And granted, Amarillo, their pitching staff struggled a little bit, but mostly because of the ballpark they play in. On the road, they've been fine. Stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball to deep left field. Vicuña going back, looking up. It's gone! Nick Tanelu with his second homer of the inning. And the Rough Riders blow it open. A 2-run shot makes it 8-0. Santaloo, have yourself a ball game. Have yourself a last 25 minutes. Five homers now for Nick Santaloo. And here's Jax Biggers. Workman from the stretch. He fires in. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 8-0 Frisco. All eight runs coming in this fifth. Stretch in the pitch. Biggers watches the breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. Well, Frisco has just opened it up. The inning is gone. Homer walk. Single, RBI ground out. Single, triple, strikeout, single, double, home run. 0-2. Foul away, left side. It's still 0-2 on Biggers, the Riders' second baseman. 8-0 Frisco. Right-hander stretches and offers. Swinging a high fly ball down the left side. Vicuña on the run towards the line. Still going in foul territory. Makes the catch and mercifully brings this one to an end for Amarillo. The Rough Riders score 8 times in the inning. They do it on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hits. No errors and nobody left on base. 2 home runs in the inning for Nick Santaloo. We go to the top of the 6th inning. Jack Leiter, oh, by the way, he has 10 strikeouts today. It's 8-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One a bottom of the fifth inning for the Frisco Rough Riders. They score 8 times and lead 8-0. Kevin Vicuña leads it off against Jack Leiter in the first pitch. Just outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Missing with a cutter. Kevin Vicuña, Nick D'Alessandro, and Ryan Bliss, 8-9-1 duo. Leiter, the 1-0 pitch. On the outside edge for a strike, we're even at 1-1. Jack Leiter with a career-high 10 strikeouts through 5 innings. He's been brilliant. One of the best starts of his minor league career tonight. The 1-1. High with a fastball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders score 8 runs on 7 hits in the top of the 5th inning, including 2 home runs from Nick Santaloo. An incredible performance. The 2-1. This is low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Leiter's only allowed 1 base runner. That came back in the first inning. He's retired 13 in a row. The 3-1 pitch. This is high, and that ends that streak. A walk to Vicuña to start things off in the 6th inning, and Nick D'Alessandro steps in. That's one of the things when you have a pitcher that's throwing so well, of course you want to score runs, but an 8-run inning takes time, and the Rough Riders, unfortunately, on the offensive side, because they did so well, they made sure that Jack Leiter was still sitting on the bench, and he had a long time off during that 8-run inning. First pitch to D'Alessandro. Ground ball, right side of the infield. Biggers fields, turns, throws to second for one. Acuña to first. Oh, they got him! A spectacular double play by the Rough Riders. Unreal. Biggers fielded, jumped from second base, threw on to second for the out, and they turned it for one of the best double plays you'll ever see. My goodness. What a twin killing for Frisco. And there are two away in the sixth inning. Leiter winds back and fires into Bliss. It's fouled back, and it's 0-1. Oh, goodness gracious. The defense, the pitching, the offense, everything's worked tonight for the Rough Riders. Leiter nods yes to the sign. And the offering in, it's just outside. One ball and one strike. Price of admission right there. That was worth it. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive to short. Acuna tries to backhand it. It goes off his glove to Biggers at second. Throws to first, and it's not in time. Oh, man. That would have been spectacular. He tried to backhand it. Went off of his glove. And if that's any other runner in the lineup besides Ryan Bliss, they get the out. But the speedy leadoff hitter just beats it. On the infield single, I assume. We'll see what they actually rule it. That would have been incredible. He's at first base. Tim Tawa, the batter. 8-0 Rough Riders. Leiter's pitch is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Still no ruling on it. Leiter readies, and the offering in. High and inside, two balls and no strikes. 72 pitches now for Leiter here in the sixth. Yesterday we saw Takoa Roby go 6 1/3, the longest outing by any Rough Rider this year. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive to right field. That's in for a base hit. Zavala gets it back in quickly. Back-to-back base runners here in the sixth inning against Leiter. And Caleb Roberts steps to the plate. 8-0 Frisco. They do give Ryan Bliss a single, by the way, to the shortstop Acuna as that ball was blistered off the bat. Caleb Roberts is 1-for-2. He was the first man to pick up a base hit against Leiter back in the first inning. Stretch in the right-hander's bin. Down low and inside on the curve, and it's one ball and no strikes. Leiter with 10 strikeouts. New career high. He picked that up through five innings. The 1-0. Ground ball foul and a check swing back behind home, and it's 1-1. 10 strikeouts. He becomes the first Rough Riders pitcher with double-digit strikeouts in a game since June 17, 2022, when Cody Bradford struck out 11 against the Midland Rockhounds. Cody Bradford now a big leaguer with the Rangers. 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2, and he has a chance to tie Cody with his 11th. It would end the inning. Marty struck out Roberts once in a 1-2 pitch. 8-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. It's been a spectacular game for Frisco. Leiter, the 1-2. Down low and inside, just missing with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. The Frisco faithful weren't a fan of that call from home plate umpire Kellen Martin. Leiter nods yes to the sign. And his 78th offering of the night. Just high and away with a 97-mile-an-hour heater. Three balls, two strikes. Runners will take off on this action pitch. Runners at first and second. Two down in the inning. Leiter looks in. He has his sign from Liam Hicks, the catcher. The right-hander ready from the stretch and steps off. Time called at home. Pitch clock was winding down on Leiter. He's now ready to go. The 3-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, charged deep down the right field line towards the corner and gone. Caleb Roberts whacks a 97-mile-an-hour fastball out of here. It was up and in. 101 miles an hour off the bat. 365 feet. And it breaks up the shutout for Leiter. A three-run homer with two outs in the sixth inning. For the second consecutive game, it's a homer against the Rough Riders starter that breaks up the shutout late in the game. The pitch to A.J. Vukovic is cut on and missed in a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Yesterday in the seventh inning, it was a homer against T.K. Roby by Davison De Los Santos. The 0-1. High off the outside corner, miss of the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. And today it's Caleb Roberts who takes Leiter deep. 1-1 toss. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Wind back in the 2-1. Fouled straight back. Two balls, two strikes. A Leiter trying to get out of it. It would still be a quality start if he finishes through this inning. He is second in his last three outings. He nods yes to the sign from Hicks. Back into his wind. He brings in the 2-2. Soft ground ball, third base side. So JC backhand sets his feet, throws, got him. And Jack Leiter is through six innings. He gives up the three-run homer to Caleb Roberts. Three runs on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. But what a performance by the number two pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. Allowing three runs over six. He strikes out a career-high 10, and the Riders lead 8-3 to the home half of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. What a crazy last couple halves of innings as the first pitch to Trevor Hauber sears the outer edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frisco scores eight in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It was previously a scoreless game. Workman from the stretch, the 0-1. Down low and inside to Hauber, and it's one ball and one strike. Including two home runs from Nick Tanelu on an incredible performance. And Caleb Roberts, it's a three-run home run in the top half of the sixth inning against Jack Leiter for the first runs that he allowed on the day. 1-1 pitch. Hauber swings, comes up empty on a high fastball, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders lead 8-3. Bottom half of the sixth inning. It was a great ball game before this. Now it's gotten a little bit out of hand in the favor of the Rough Riders. Frisco and Amarillo played a wonderful game yesterday. The pitch. Drilled in the left field, right at Vicuña. He comes in, dives, and makes the catch. And there's one out. It was a line drive directly at him. He froze and then waited for it to kind of make its move. Off to his right. Took a couple hard steps in. Was able to dive and make the catch. Pretty play from Vicuña in left field. 9-0 hitting Liam Hicks to the plate. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner, upper edge. 0-1. Good couple productive plate appearances for Liam Hicks in this one so far from the 9 spot. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball, and it's 0-2. He walked back in the third, and then an RBI ground out in the fifth inning. Tell you what, he's probably been one of the more valuable players since coming to the Rough Riders, especially what he's been able to do these last 2 days, just being able to fill in as a catcher with back-to-back catcher injuries. The pitch. Fouled away left side. It's still 0-2. Scott Capers left in the second batter of the game yesterday. Cooper Johnson left in the third inning today. Both taking foul balls off them at the plate. Capers, it was the hand. X-rays are negative, though he was placed in the temporary inactive list. 0-2. Down low and inside. 1-2. And then for Johnson, it was the mask. Got a foul ball right back off the mask. And they couldn't stop the bleeding on his chin, so he had to come out of the game. 1-2. Cut on and missed for strike three. On a high outside fastball. Two away. Second strikeout for Blake Workman. Top of the order, and Aaron Zavala due up for the Rough Riders, leading 8-3, bottom half of the sixth inning. This is game number 34 of the season for the Rough Riders. They did have the one canceled as well on Sunday. First pitch. Zavala cracks it foul left side off his hands, and it's 0-1. He's 2-for-3 today in his debut in the 2023 season. It's going to set up to be a very interesting stretch run in the first half. 0-1. Clips the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders currently 4.5 games back of the Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South. Amarillo 4 games back, and everyone's pretty close. San Antonio just 2 back, and Midland leads. It's not like the North, the pitch. Swinging a foul back off the catcher, and it's still 0-2. Arkansas and Tulsa are tied for the top spot in the North Division at 22-12. Frisco will travel to Arkansas next week, by the way. But the third-place team, the pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Zavala's down on strikes to end the inning. They're 5.5 games back, which is further than the fifth-place team is from the first-place team in the South. It's going to be very interesting. 1-2-3 inning for Blake Workman in the sixth. Top seven next. Rough Riders leading 8-3, and Josh Warden on the mic next. We return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, a gorgeous night for baseball in Frisco, Texas. We head on to the seventh inning. Through six frames from Riders Field, the Amarillo Sod Poodles with 3 runs on 4 hits and no errors and Frisco with 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Alex Spies comes in. His first pitch to A.J. Vukovic is just a little bit high for ball one. Pardon me, Davison De Los Santos is the hitter. Leading off in the 7th inning, 8-3 Frisco. The 1-0 pitch to De Los Santos is fouled into the glove of Liam Hicks. And strike one from Alex Spies, who replaces Jack Leiter. Excellent day for Jack. He does finally give up 3 runs right at the tail end of his start. But he was cruising, dominating, and unhittable for a good portion of this ballgame tonight. The 1-1 to De Los Santos is fouled away. Jack Leiter's final line in today's ballgame, and a really excellent start against the Sod Poodles. Jack goes 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts for a career high in that category. Here's the 1-2 pitch. De Los Santos grounds on the third base side and foul. Alex Spies entering for his 10th game of the year. ERA of 1.74 for Alex Spies. Right-hander comes set for the 1-2 pitch. A high leg kick and a fastball grounded toward short. Acuna charges in, fields on the second bounce, throws on a jog, and puts away De Los Santos for a 6-3 putout. Third straight time today that De Los Santos has grounded out to Luis Angel Acuna. The first of them was a bare-handed spectacle of a play. This one more routine. And now Adrian Del Castillo, the batter. One out, nobody on, top of the 7th inning. And a 5-run advantage for the Rough Riders. Alex Spies deals, and a fastball low and away. Del Castillo showing bunt for a moment and pulled back. Thomas Ajayi jogging in on the grass and will retreat back to the dirt, playing just behind the base path. And backs up a couple extra steps, still playing fairly deep to Del Castillo. The second pitch swung on, grounded back to the mound. Alex Spies fields, runs it towards first base, and underhands for the out. 2 down. 8-3 Frisco, top of the 7th. That brings up Robbie Enriquez. Well, the Texas Rangers winning yesterday against Atlanta 7-4, getting some revenge on the Braves, splitting the first couple games of that series. Rangers are 26-16 now on the season, 10 games over 500 for the big league club. They're with the AA affiliate, the Rough Riders ahead 8-3. Left-hand hitter Enriquez is in. The first pitch to him is taken down and in for a ball. It's good to have good managers, the Rangers led by Bruce Bochy, of course. And not every year goes like that. It was on this date, back in 1985, the Rangers hired Bobby Valentine. Right during the middle of the season, they had fired Doug Rader. Here's the 1-0 to Enriquez, and it's called strike 1-1. The Rangers had started 9-23 that season in 1985 and had to make a switch partway through. This season, no questions about Bruce Bochy. And a good start. The 2-1 pitch, it is on the outside half for strike two. Good to have Carlos Cardoza, the manager here at the Rough Riders, his first season. And we have not heard a bad word about Carlos Cardoza, nor do we have any of our own. Just an excellent leader. All the players speak highly of him, whether they're on the microphone in an interview or off the mic. Here's the 2-strike pitch to Enriquez. He swings, a soft grounder foul at the first base side. Cardoza's first year, he replaces Jared Gettert, the manager from a year ago. Asked Carlos Cardoza how long he goes back with Jared, if he knows him well, and he goes back about 7 years with the manager he took over for. They joined the Rangers organization the same year. The pitch to Enriquez is outside, and now a 2-2 count to Robbie Enriquez with 2 outs, nobody on. 8-3 lead for the Rough Riders in the top half of the 7th inning. It's good to see just Cardoza know the familiarity and know the former manager. Here's the pitch. It is outside to load the count full. I asked John Matthews beginning of the season just what he thought of Carlos Cardoza because he played for him in Hickory at the high level. Talked about just the high energy and players playing the brand of baseball that Cardoza likes. Here's the payoff pitch. Enriquez swings and chops it foul behind home plate. Enjoy having Carlos here. His parents are big baseball fans. His dad, Carlos, likes to come out to games. He won't watch on the stream as much. He likes being in person, but I know Carlos's mom, Lizzie, does watch. So I want to give a shout out to Lizzie, Carlos's mom. Your son's doing a great job. with a two-strike pitch, a grounder toward second, backhanded by Jax Biggers. He throws in time to first, and Alex Spees cruises through a 1-2-3 inning with three ground balls, and that's all in the seventh. Still 8-3, Frisco in front. Time to stretch from Riders Field. Bottom half of the seventh coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. So glad that you're with us on a Wednesday evening where Frisco has jumped out in front to an 8-3 lead. It'll be Evan Carter to lead off for the Rough Riders, trying to extend that 5-run advantage. Is a new pitcher into the ballgame. Michelle Otañez has come in for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And he will face Evan Carter, who tripled his last at-bat, beginning here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Evan Carter, swung on and missed. And an 0-1 count from Otañez. He takes over for Blake Workman, who came in during that crazy fifth inning and tried to settle things down. Second pitch to Evan Carter is at the bottom of the zone for strike two. Workman gave up second home run to Nick Tanelu, but then had a 1-2-3 inning last frame. Now Otañez for the mound. The 0-2 pitch to Carter is at the knees again in strike three looking. And Evan Carter strikes out. He's still 1-for-4 today with that triple, his first of the season. He actually had a triple against Amarillo on opening day, but, well, he didn't, really. He was called out on appeal at second base for missing the bag, so technically it was just a single. And does have his first triple of the year today. He strikes out this inning, however. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. One out, nobody on. The pitch, a check swing. He did not break his wrist. And ball one. 8-3 lead for Frisco. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Series. Oh, we got an animal on the field. What was that? Was that a bunny? Oh, something bigger. I missed it. It's running around behind home plate. I couldn't see it. It's behind the padding, so it's blocked from our view, but it's scurrying around, and now maybe left. I guess we're going to keep playing.
It just went up into the stands.
Oh, okay. Did you see what it was?
It was a rabbit.
Oh, it was. Okay. Here's the first pitch to Acuna, the second pitch, I should say. Fouled back to make it 1-1.
Rabbits all over the place here. Never seen one on the field during a game, but
it ran behind home plate, scurried towards the Frisco dugout, reverted course, went back towards the Amarillo dugout, and then took a hard right turn up in the stands. Well, we got humans and bunnies out here at the ballpark taking in Frisco baseball. Here's the 1-1 to Acuna. He swings a hard hit ground ball foul out the left field line. Acuna, who's quick as a rabbit, had his 16th steal of the game earlier today.
Nice.
Thank you. Been waiting all night for that one. I was just hoping for a rabbit to run on the field so I could make that comparison. Acuna has not been caught this whole season. 16 for 16 in stolen bases. He'd like to get aboard here and try for another one. The two-strike pitch is high. Ball two. 8-3 Frisco. One out, nobody on. This series starting out much better than last week when Frisco did not win a game last series against the Wichita Wind Surge. But one win so far and one try. Next pitch to Acuna. Check swing beneath the zone. He did go around and strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Michelle Otañez. And now it's Thomas Ajayi, the batter. With the bases empty. Frisco went 0-5 last week. Had Sunday rained out. Squandered a 2-run lead on Tuesday. Squandered a 3-run lead on Thursday against a team that came in with the worst record in the Texas League. Wichita was able to vastly improve their percentage last week here in Frisco. First pitch to Sajacy is high. Ball one. It was ironic, or maybe not ironic. It was just a trend last year, too. Frisco had a winning record against most teams in the Texas League. All but three of them in the 10-team league. Here's the 1-0. So JC backs away on a pitch inside. Two of the three teams that Frisco had a losing record against last year were the teams that had the worst record in their respective divisions. Frisco had a losing record against both those teams, Northwest Arkansas and Corpus Christi. The 2-0 is just off the outer black, ball three. And Frisco 0-5 last week against Wichita, the team with the worst record in the whole league coming into the week. Now against Amarillo, third place in the Southern Division here this week. The 3-0 to Sajacy. He takes a pitch down the middle, a rare time where Sajacy is taking all the way. He swings a lot, but that one's center cut. He watches it go by for strike one. Two outs, bases empty. 8-3 lead for the Rough Riders. Hitters count for Thomas Sajacy. The pitch, he takes it on the outer half for a fastball at 98 miles an hour. Strike two. So JC with an RBI single to right field in the fifth inning, part of that 8-run frame. He's 1-for-2 today with a walk. He steps back in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch is swung on, fouled directly back into the netting. He hit pretty well against Amarillo last series in Hodgetown. 6 hits in 6 games, a couple doubles, a triple. Didn't have any home runs. Here's a 3-2, so JC swings, lifts it foul down the right field side. Pretty well hit over the Amarillo bullpen and lands at the back of the bullpen. And stays alive 3-2. His first 2 home runs of the year came last week against Wichita, albeit in the winless week for the Rough Riders, but so JC hit well. Yesterday hitless, albeit in a win, so that's how it goes sometimes. Here's the payoff. So JC swings and fouls it away again. He's done well protecting. Otañez does a good job of mixing speeds. Last pitch, it was a quick sidestep, kind of almost a quick pitch variety, and that one a little higher leg kick. And so JC stays on time with it, at least enough to foul it away. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases empty. Here's the pitch. So JC swings at the off speed out in front. And strikes out. 3 batters face for Michelle Otañez. He strikes them all out. And that's 5 straight strikeouts for Amarillo pitchers. It's 8-3. Frisco in front. We are through 7 innings from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, John Matthews comes into this ball game for the Frisco Rough Riders, taking over for Alex Spees, who got three ground outs in a 1-2-3 seventh inning. John Matthews, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania native, comes in for his ninth appearance of the year. Trying to protect a five-run lead. It's 8-3 Frisco in the eighth inning. Top half of the eighth, Kevin Vicuña to lead off for the Sod Poodles. First pitch is inside. Vicuña showing bunt and kind of stepping towards the front of the batter's box, but does not make an attempt at it. He's got a strikeout and a walk today. Just his third plate appearance here in the eighth inning. The 1-0 is taken just off the inside corner. I want to give a little shout-out to our team photographer today. Happy birthday to Kat Ramirez. Downstairs taking some great photos. To the 2-0 to Vicuña on the inner half for strike one. She does a great job and celebrating her birthday today. So thanks for your hard work, Kat. I'm sure she's getting some great photos here today. Frisco leading 8-3. Here's the 2-1 to Vicuña. Breaking ball that catches the inner half. Nice looking slider from John Matthews.
Not only that, but the amazing graphics that you see on social media. Also, Kat, the starting pitcher graphics, including the really awesome one for Jack Leiter today.
The 2-2 pitch hit hard down the third baseline, backhanded by Sajacy. He turns around, throws to first in time. Thomas Sajacy in a washing machine makes the play across the diamond and puts away Vicuña. One down in the eighth.
The defense for the Rough Riders has just been awesome tonight. And really, at all three positions along the infield outside of first base have all made a great play. Biggers at second, Vicuña at short, now Sajacy at third.
Crazy on each side. Nick D'Alessandro, the batter with one out. First pitch is in there for a strike. Vicuña had that charging in bare hand throw him out at first base play. Biggers a couple innings later with a jump throw back to second to start a twin killing. Here's the 0-1 from Matthews, and it's lifted foul down the right side. Then you just saw that Sajacy play, pirouetting at third base. Nick Tannelu doesn't have a highlight play, but hey, on each of those, he made the final put out and made the catch on each. So he's done his job, and he's homered twice. So the infield doing some good yeoman's work today for the Rough Riders. 8-3 lead for Frisco. The 0-2 pitch with one out. Breaking ball popped up towards second base. Biggers running out. There have been a lot of highlight plays. Not this one. It lands over his head for a base hit. Nick D'Alessandro singles. And that's the first hit for Amarillo since that home run back in the sixth inning. Now one out in the eighth. Top of the lineup for the Sod Poodles. Ryan Bliss comes up. 1-for-7 so far in this series. Came in hitting over 400. And his batting average has dipped below that 400 mark. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Runner at first for the Sod Poodles. One out and an 0-1 count from John Matthews. He comes set working for the first base side of the slab. He kicks and the pitch is fouled back. Nothing in two from John Matthews. Works with a four-seamer, a sinker, and a curveball. And a slider, and a changeup. Five-pitch guy who spent most of last year in Hickory before making three appearances with Frisco down the stretch. Just three innings with the Rough Riders. Got a taste of Frisco baseball, and now back here all of this season thus far. Here's the 0-2. Runner goes. Breaking ball fouled up the third baseline. And Nick D'Alessandro will have to trot back to first base. One out here in the eighth inning, 8-3 lead for Frisco. Mentioned earlier the Cody Bradford call-up, and just the pitchers that Frisco has been able to produce. Been fun to see all the high prospects. Jack Leiter going today, an excellent start. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ryan Bliss. He swings and grounds one up the third baseline. A fair ball just over the bag. It goes all the way down into the corner. D'Alessandro digging for third. He'll keep on chugging home. Ryan Bliss stops at second with an RBI double. Makes it an 8-4 ball game. Frisco in front in the eighth inning. He's now in the league lead with 13 doubles. Down the left field line, barely fair by a sliver. Third base coach and manager Sean Roof chatting up Thomas Sajacy. And was that fair? Yes, it was. Sajacy maybe saying, no, it wasn't. No, but they're laughing about it. Third base.
Ryan Bliss with the two-bagger for an RBI. Frisco still in front by four. John Matthews set to face Tim Tawa with one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball grounded, same spot. Now a little more to the left and foul. Ryan Bliss jumping up and down at second base before that pitch, trying to steal or get John Matthews out of sorts. But Matthews got a strike on Tim Tawa. Runner at second, one out. 8-4 lead for Frisco in the top half of the eighth inning. Matthews looking into Liam Hicks. The ball behind his back. Now he puts it in his glove as he comes set. They'll throw back to second, and Ryan Bliss dives back. It's cool to see Cody Bradford making it up to the big leagues. He idolized a Rangers pitcher when he was growing up. Derek Holland was one of his favorite players, a former Rough Rider himself and a fellow Southpaw with the Rangers. Here's the 0-1 offering. Ryan Bliss starts to go and stops, a pitch low and away. 1-1 to Tawa. Derek Holland, who was drafted in 2006, spent the first decade of his career with Texas. He pitched in the World Series in 2011, and Game 4, pitching in the ninth inning when Texas won that game in the 2011 World Series. And he pitched with the Rough Riders, not a lot, just four starts with the Rough Riders back in 2008. But Derek Holland, a big name and an idol for Cody Bradford growing up, and now Cody is the one pitching with the Rangers, making his MLB debut a couple days ago. John Matthews deals the 1-1 over the plate for strike two. You can make the argument that Derek Holland is kind of the most recent, really good, long-time starting pitcher that came up through the Rangers minor league ranks. There have been names since then for sure, but now a bunch of names currently in the minor leagues who figure to be big names at the MLB level for years to come. Jack Leiter among them. Hopeful. There's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. John Matthews strikes out Tim Tawa for the second out of the inning. Good-looking breaking ball beneath the zone. And two down here. Caleb Roberts, the batter, who homered his last at-bat. 8-4 Frisco. Bottom half of the eighth inning.
It goes to show you how difficult it is to really develop starting pitching in the minor leagues. Martin Perez, probably the only other guy who you can make that argument since Derek Holland for this organization, but pretty crazy.
With two outs, a throw back to second. Matthews just bluffs that way. With Jack Leiter, another great start today. Owen White will start in a couple days. Unfortunate to hear the news about Kumar Rocker. I'm sure he'll be back strong in a year or so's time, but he'll have Tommy John surgery later this week. Is the first pitch to Caleb Roberts at the bottom of the zone for a strike. You can tell the Rangers' emphasis on getting high-level pitching prospects, knowing that it's hard to win a World Series without some really stellar starters throughout the whole season and in October. The one-strike pitch to Caleb Roberts, a breaking ball that's low. And 1-1 from John Matthews.
Talking to some Rangers folks earlier today, there are quite a few roving coaches here on hand before the game today. They said Rocker's taking it well. He's in good spirits, and he'll be better for it towards the end. And hopefully it's a thing where you can get it over with and you won't have to deal with that kind of injury the rest of his career.
He was at the high A level. Here's the 1-1 to Roberts. He swings, fouls it back. There are high hopes for Rocker this season to get here to Frisco, and it'll be delayed from what those hopes were, but with how good the Tommy John surgery has gotten, it'll be delayed, but there's no reason to believe Kumar Rocker won't be just as good as he was expected to be a week ago, eventually in his career. The 1-2 pitch with Ryan Bliss running, a fly ball to center field. Evan Carter coming in, a long sprint for him. Going out is Jax Biggers. He backhands on the pop-up in shallow center and makes the play. What can't this Riders defense do? Highlight plays all over the yard, and Jax Biggers making a nice rundown catch into shallow center. John Matthews puts away the side. One run does come in for the Sod Poodles. It's 8-4 Frisco to the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris is in for the first pitch of the eighth inning. He shows bunt, and it skips behind home plate for a ball. And we begin in the eighth inning. 8-4 lead for Frisco. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Mitchell Stumpo is entered, replacing Michelle Otaña as he struck out the side in order last inning. The 1-0 pitch. Dustin Harris takes it outside for a ball. Mitchell Stumpo trying to slow down this Frisco offense that has scored 8 runs today, all in one inning. 8-4 lead for the Rough Riders. The 2-0 is outside, 3-0 the count. Stumpo, the right-hander, who is entering for his fifth game of the year, 7.36 ERA. Comes set, working from the stretch. The pitch is on the low outside edge. And 3-1 the count to Dustin Harris. Starting out the bottom of the eighth inning, he'll be followed by Nick Tanelew, who has 2 home runs today, both in that 8-run inning in the fifth. Frisco has not scored in any other inning, but that's okay. They've doubled up Amarillo today, 8-4. Here's the pitch to Dustin Harris. He takes it below the knees, ball 4. A leadoff walk for the St. Petersburg College product. And he's aboard for Nick Tanelew. Had 2 home runs in the fifth inning off 2 different pitchers and 2 different types. A solo home run and a 2-run shot. Both of them to left center field. One on and nobody out for the Rough Riders. Trying to win the first 2 games of the series. The pitch to Tanelew is outside, ball 1. Frisco snapping a 7-game losing streak yesterday. A rare close win for Frisco. They had not won a 1-run game this season until yesterday. And they don't necessarily need to do it today. The 1-0 is down the middle for a strike. They have not won a 2-run game this year. So any games decided by 1 or 2 runs, they were winless until yesterday. They were 0-8. Runner at first, Dustin Harris taking a medium-sized lead. He jumps back to the bag, staying on his feet with a throw from Mitchell Stumpo. Stayed with the Diamondbacks organization ever since he signed out of college in 2019. From Raleigh, North Carolina. The 1-1 with Harris going. It's popped up foul and will get into the seats. Dustin will have to turn around and return to first base. Nobody out after Dustin walked to open this inning. And Nick Tanelew, the batter. Tanelew came in with a .283 average. And 11 RBIs. He's added 3 today on a pair of long balls. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Tanelew. He swings out in front and strikes out. One down here in the eighth inning. Frisco could also tie Amarillo in wins if they close out this game with a victory today. 8-4 lead for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. And it's Jax Biggers to the plate. Amarillo has played one more game than Frisco. The Rough Riders had their Sunday game rained out and canceled, so they'll have one fewer game in general. Here's the first pitch to Biggers. He swings and pops it foul on the left side. So Frisco just a half game behind Amarillo in the standings and could leapfrog the Sod Poodles if they win today and also take a lead in the season series over the Saudis. This is the 11th game, and they've split the first 10 between these two clubs. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jax Biggers, an off-speed pitch. He lifts foul down the left side again. 0-2 on the left-hand hitter. 8-4 advantage for Frisco. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Dustin Harris at first base with one out. And Jax Biggers with a six-game hit streak on the line. He has walked today, but not recorded a base hit. Throw over to first, and Harris is back. He has a ground out and a fly out today. Longtime Frisco player, logged 175 games, Jax Biggers has, entering tonight in a Rough Riders uniform. Here's the two-strike pitch. Harris goes. The pitch high and outside, and the catcher Roberts dropped the ball on the transfer. No throw to second, and Dustin Harris records his 14th steal of the season.
Already entering into today, Harris, if he plays 100 games this season, was on pace for 41 steals this year. That would be by far a career high. And he steals another. He's been so much fun to watch in the base pass this year.
Four home runs as well for the guy who leads all returners for Frisco in home runs and stolen bases this season. Played here last year. Here's the 1-2 to Biggers. It's inside. He jumped away from it, backing his left foot. Far away from that pitch down and in from Mitchell Stumpo. Runner at second now for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the eighth inning. 8-4 lead in a game that's moved on pretty quickly. Just 2 hours and 11 minutes into this contest. Frisco could close it out next half inning. The 2-2 pitch is a little low. Ball three. Jax Biggers steps back in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. With one out here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. A fastball. He pops up down the left field side. Tailing foul. Vicuña giving it a chase, but no chance to get it. And keeps it a 3-2 count. Vicuña was busy today. In fact, there's not been a lot of balls put in play. Frisco, with Dustin Harris walking, snapped a streak of 5 straight strikeouts. The last 4 balls put in fair territory have all been hit towards Kevin Vicuña, dating back to the fifth inning. There's a 3-2 to Jax Biggers. It's inside, bounced away from it to avoid the hit by a pitch. He'll still reach first on a base on balls. It bounced and came back into fair territory, and Dustin Harris stayed at second. And Jax Biggers up to first on a walk. So there's still not been any ball put in play for Frisco since that long fifth inning. We're now in the eighth. Since then, there have been, or I guess the leadoff man in the sixth inning, Trevor Hover, flew out to left. That's been it. Then 5 straight strikeouts, then a walk, then a strikeout, then a walk. Trevor Hover steps in with one out. Dustin Harris goes to third. The first pitch is on the outside corner. The throw to third skips away. Harris will come down the line to score on a steal and an error. And the Rough Riders are up 9-4. Jax Biggers follows him and trots his way to third base, stealing second, and also advances on the error that will likely be charged to the catcher, though it's a tough error because it's a pretty good throw. It might have clipped off the foot of Dustin Harris as he was sliding feet first into third base. A.J. Vukovic trying to snare that ball and caromed into left field. Both runners advance 90 feet further. Here's the 0-1 to Hover. He swings and lifts it on the left side. Vukovic running towards the seats, and he runs out of room. So Dustin Harris steals 2 bags in the inning, his 14th and 15th of the season, and comes home on the error. 9-4 Frisco. Jax Biggers gets credit for his 5th stolen base. And the first error of the game on either team. No balls, 2 strikes on Trevor Hover. The pitch swung on and fouled back. Still only 1 out in the inning. And Frisco has finally scored in an inning not called the 5th. Scored 8 runs in that 1 inning and had goose eggs otherwise all across the board until 1 tally here in this frame, and they might get more. Runner at third. Here's the 0-2. Hover swings. A hard hit grounder off the glove of Tim Tawa. The infield pulled in and a rocket towards him. He couldn't make the play. And Trevor Hover brings home Jax Biggers on a missile at 105 miles an hour. And Frisco now leads it 10-4. is called a hit, even though Tawa made contact with that ball, but hard to charge an error on him on that play. Like I said, 105 miles an hour. It'll be an RBI for Trevor Hover. And he singles home Jax Biggers. Double digits for the Rough Riders. Liam Hicks, the batter. First pitch, foul tip into the glove. Still only one out in the inning. Two runs in. Trevor Hover at first base. He's got two hits in the day. And the next pitch to Hicks is outside. Frisco had been held to three runs each of their last couple games. Has not hit double digits since. Let me count back to it. It was at Midland, first game of that series on May 2nd. Here's the 1-1. Hicks checks his swing. It was inside for ball two. Hicks with an RBI ground out today in that fifth inning. Made his debut a week ago at the AA level. And now getting another game played here for the Rough Riders coming in off the bench. 2-1 pitch is grounded first base side, fielded by De Los Santos. Steps on the back, throws his second for the tag, and they got him there. It's a 3-6 double play with Ryan Bliss applying the glove upon Trevor Hover. And once again, Frisco does not leave a runner on base. They've stranded just two today, gotten a lot of base runners, and they've brought them around home. They get two runs in here in the eighth inning and now lead it 10-4 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. We're done with eight innings from Frisco. Zach Bigley will have the ninth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders leading 10-4 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles on this beautiful Wednesday night in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to bring you the play-by-play of today's game. And all games this week, all Rough Riders games all season long. Frisco looking to win their second in a row, and they turn to Antoine Kelly on the mound in the ninth to face A.J. Vukovic, Davison De Los Santos, and Adrian Del Castillo, 4-5-6 in the order. 10 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders, 4 runs on 6 hits, and 1 error for the Soddies. Vukovic in from the right side, Kelly ready from the stretch. And the right, left-hander, I should say, fires in the first pitch. Fastball rips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Vukovic on an 11-game hitting streak, he's 0-3 today. Kelly, the 23-year-old, ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. 0-2. 98 on the gun. Oh, there was a pitch clock violation before he even stepped into the box, and so that's a strikeout. How about that? Missed the pitch clock violation. There's one away. A strikeout of A.J. Vukovic, and Davison De Los Santos steps in. Kelly ready. And the pitch. Fouled away right side. It's 0-1. One out of the ninth inning. Frisco leading 10-4. Kelly making his 10th appearance out of the bullpen, a 2.45 ERA. 13 Ks to 14 walks in 11 innings this year. Stretch in the 0-1 offering. Way outside with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will do it again tomorrow for Game 3 of this series. Ryan Garcia will take the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-1 toss on the way to De Los Santos. Fastball fouled away right side. It's 1-2. On the other side, it's the undefeated, unscored upon TBD. Still not sure who's going to start tomorrow for Amarillo, but we'll let you know as soon as we do.
He's got great stuff. I can never know what's coming.
It's really hard to see.
Just a silhouette.
One and two on De Los Santos. Left-hander's pitch. In the air, right side, down the line. Zavala gives chase, but watches it go foul onto the warning track. No chance to get it. Ball on two strikes still. 6:35, first pitch time tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:20. And we hope you can join us. If you can't join us on the air, we hope you can join us here in the ballpark. It's a thirsty Thursday, as well as a rowdy at the river with $25 tickets getting you to the Lazy River with $2 drinks. 1-2 pitch. Low in the dirt. Hicks blocks. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody aboard anyway. In addition to that, it's Corona Hard Seltzer night tomorrow. Here's the left-hander's 2-2. And time called right before that. Pitch clock violation on Kelly. Oh, three balls, two strikes. Second pitch clock violation of this inning. One on each side. One out, base is clear. 10-4 Rough Riders. Here's the payoff. So we get a line drive back up the middle. Knocks Kelly down, just missing him, and gets into center field for a base hit for De Los Santos. Man, that was scary. Knocked him down to his backside, didn't hit him. 99-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone. 95 miles an hour back to the mound. And Kelly had a glimpse of his life flashing before his eyes when that one was coming back to his hill. Runner at first and one down in the top of the ninth inning. Stretch of the pitch. This is down low, and it's one ball. It's no strikes on Adrian Del Castillo. 0-3 tonight. Rough Riders pitching staff has held Amarillo to 4 runs on 7 hits. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul off of Hicks, and then it came back and hit the bat again of Del Castillo, rolled down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Don't see that very often. Jack Leiter brilliant tonight for the Rough Riders in his start. 1-1 pitch. Inside off of Hicks's glove, and he's able to corral it before De Los Santos makes his way towards second. Two balls, one strike. If you were to just look at the box score, and we're all baseball fans, we're all in love with looking at box scores. Well, it doesn't tell you the story of how Jack Leiter threw tonight. 3 runs over 6 innings on 4 hits, 10 strikeouts, 1 walk. 2-1. Upper edge, outside corner with a 98-mile-an-hour heater for a strike, and it's 2-2. He had thrown 5 2/3 shutout innings before allowing a 3-run homer to Caleb Roberts. The 2-2. Foul back.
And that sixth inning almost ended on that grounder, and had that play been made, he would have finished with 6 shutout innings. Still a great game, and then 2 straight games where the starting pitcher does really well, allows a couple runs at the end of their start to go from amazing, fantastic start to really, really good start with a couple runs at the end.
Still 10 strikeouts. It's nothing to sneeze at. The pitch. Rip and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. 2 outs in the ninth inning. Rough Riders 1 out and away from a Game 2 win. Robbie Enriquez steps in. 10-4 Frisco. 10 strikeouts, the most by any Rough Riders pitcher this year and the most since June of last year for Rough Riders pitcher. First time since double digits, the pitch. Enriquez swings, comes up empty on a slider away, and it's 0-1. It's Cody Bradford did it against Midland. It's back on June 17th of last year. Kelly Rennie's in the 0-1 pitch. Just off the plate. One ball and one strike. Back-to-back sliders. And a well-placed one that time, but just outside from Antoine Kelly. He readies from the stretch with a runner at first. And brings in the 1-1. Runner takes off. It's just high. Two balls, one strike. Defensive indifference moves him to second base. Rough Riders have used four pitchers tonight. Leiter went six. Spees, Matthews, and Kelly all with a single frame. 2-1 offering to Robbie. Robbie, I should say, is on the outside corner for a strike. And Amarillo's down to their final strike tonight. Two and two. Kelly ready. The pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders with a win would move to 15-19. Amarillo would fall to 15-20. Rough Riders getting behind Kelly. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander is 2-2 on the way. Swinging a foul back out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. The always anticlimactic foul ball on a two-strike pitch. Down to the final strike. We'll try it again here on 2-2 with a runner at second. 10-4 Rough Riders in the ninth. Kelly brings it home. Swinging a foul at the plate again. Still two balls, two strikes. He's making Kelly work. It's 23 pitches for him in this ninth inning.
What's more anticlimactic, a foul ball or just a ball outside for ball three, which he could still do?
I think it's got to be the foul ball. You get that anticipation of a swing,
yeah,
and then you see the ball get fouled.
Did the letdown for the Frisco fans. Good at bat for Enriquez.
No doubt. The 2-2. Just a hair outside at 100 miles an hour. Man, he could have very well gotten that call, but didn't. Three balls, two strikes. This would be the ninth pitch to Enriquez. You can tell Kelly's fired up. He readies. And here she comes. Swing and a miss. He got it. 99-mile-an-hour fastball below the belt. Swung on and missed. And the Rough Riders win 10-4. Frisco wins back-to-back games to start this series. They lead this series 2-1, or 2-0, I should say. And it's a big-time victory for the Rough Riders. After losing seven in a row, they've won back-to-back games. Big performances by Nick Tanlu with two homers and Jack Leiter with 10 strikeouts in his start. Frisco improves to 15-19 on the season. Amarillo to 15-20 on the year. Josh Wharton has the post-game show for you next. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 10-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, two wins in a row for the Frisco Rough Riders to begin this middle of the May series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. A wire-to-wire victory. Took a while for the offense to get rolling, but once it did, it got rolling in style. Eight runs in the fifth inning with two Nick Tanelu home runs. And the Riders win it 10-4 on a terrific day by Jack Leiter. We'll recap the scoring for you here in this ballgame with Frisco now improving to 15-19 and actually getting ahead of Amarillo in the standings, dropping the Sod Poodles to 15-20. And really, just to recap the scoring, all I need to do is tell you what happened in the fifth inning. Yes, Frisco did tack on a couple runs in the eighth. But the bulk of it and the most important segment was in the fifth inning. It all started with a Nick Tanelu home run. That's why he got two home runs. He led off with a solo shot to left field. And Frisco was not content with a solo home run. Yesterday, Nick Tanelu got the scoring started with a home run, a solo shot in the second inning, but Frisco did not tack on any more runs that inning. This time, that was just a small portion of what was to come. Jax Biggers walked, Trevor Hover singled, Liam Hicks on an RBI ground out, Aaron Zavala singled, Evan Carter tripled to score two runs. Luis Angel Acuna did strike out to get the second out of the inning, but still, things were not done. Thomas Ajayi, an RBI single, Dustin Harris, an RBI double. And as Zach pointed out, Frisco hit for the inning cycle, at least one type of each hit, and that inning alone by the various Rough Rider hitters. And then Nick Tanelu doubled down with his second home run of the inning, a two-run blast to score Dustin Harris after his double. And Tanelu got three RBIs and two home runs in one inning. And it finally came to a close with a Jax Biggers flyout down the left field side. And so eight runs came in on seven hits, no errors, and none left on in that fifth inning alone. And Frisco did not leave many runners aboard in this ballgame. In fact, they only left two the entire game when they scored 10 runs. Yesterday, Amarillo left two on the base paths. It wasn't because they scored a lot. It's because they didn't get many base runners at all. And you can't strand base runners when you don't have them at all. Frisco got plenty of them and just scored a lot of them. Or in the eighth inning, there was a double play, and that takes out. There were two inning double plays today for Frisco. Basically, they either scored the guys or got them wiped out on twin killings, and that's how Frisco went on to the 10-4 win in tonight's ballgame. Good to see Aaron Zavala in the lineup. Zavala just got activated off the injured list, his first game since last fall. He went 2-for-4 today and scored once as the leadoff hitter and right fielder today for the Rough Riders. The top six guys in the lineup all got base hits. Luis Angel Acuna extended his hit streak to 9 games. Evan Carter with a base hit. Thomas Ajayi a hit. Dustin Harris. Nick Tanelu with 2 hits. Both those home runs. Jax Biggers did not get a hit. His hit streak stopped at 6 games, but he did walk twice and score twice. Trevor Hover with 2 hits today. Cooper Johnson was the only other starter to not get a hit. He left before recording an at-bat. He was injured with a foul ball off his mask. And hopefully will be okay, ready to go by tomorrow or sometime soon. Liam Hicks replaced him, had an RBI ground out and a walk in today's ballgame. Terrific day for Jack Leiter. I've kind of buried the lead there. Jack, who went 6 innings, did not allow a run until a 3-run home run in the sixth, but was really dealing strong and just 4 hits, 1 walk, and a career-high 10 strikeouts. Previous career high was 8. Alex Spies and the rest of the bullpen did a good job. Spies a scoreless inning. John Matthews with one inning, one run, and Antoine Kelly with a scoreless 9th inning to finish out the ballgame. Frisco wins it 10-4. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:35 with Ryan Garcia on the mound in the Thursday affair here in Frisco. Before we close things out, we'll take a look around the Texas League and the Rangers minor league affiliates here on a Wednesday night. The Rangers themselves also in a ball game with the Braves, tied at the top of the 8th, 5-5 in Arlington. Around the Texas League today, Midland losing to San Antonio in the 9th inning. Tulsa loses to Corpus Christi, 1-0. The Hooks win it. Northwest Arkansas trailing Springfield 7-2. Arkansas leading. That game's still going on. 2-1 in the 7th inning. Around the minor league affiliates are the Rangers. Hickory drops a 3-1 decision to Rome. The Down East Wood Ducks falling in a close game 2-1 to Fayetteville. And Round Rock trailing El Paso 8-1 today. But Frisco does win 10-4. To win the first two games of this series. Well, join us tomorrow, 6:20 pregame show. We'll be joined by Liam Hicks for part two of that conversation with the Frisco catcher who played today, part of the 10-4 victory over Amarillo. For the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off on a Wednesday evening victory for the Rough Riders. We'll do it all again tomorrow night from Riders Field. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!